Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons report.
Stuck! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown! Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell, brought to you and driven by Kia. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. We bring you the Falcon Report. But before we get to that, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is a day, Mike, in which we've been talking a lot about the NBA and the NBA draft and certainly what's going on with the Braves. Max Fried will start tonight, guys. Soroka, right shoulder strain, 10-day DL, so Max Fried gets to call up today.
Yeah, Dave O'Brien and the AJC on his Twitter page just put it out there that, in case you're wondering, that Soroka said he felt some tightness in the back of his shoulder after the start against the Marlins, that he never had that before, so he didn't want to try and pitch through it, which obviously you don't want to mess with a young stud. So he'll maybe have one rehab start in the minors. So it looks like no Soroka for a minute, but 10-day DL at the minimum.
All right, guys, hit us up, 404-741-0929. We invite your comments, questions, and follow us across all social media platforms, 929thegame.com. And if you're wondering about this selfie thing that we got going on, that started with the midday show asking their poll question about who posts more selfies. Mm-hmm. Wendy, who's on the morning show.
And we're definitely guilty as charged. Randy Mack is a very anti-selfie. Sometimes just follow us on Twitter. I will put a selfie and just address it to Randy just to aggravate him.
Yeah.
But again, you know, selfies are part of what we do. I mean, for some people like to know what we're doing. Other people could care less. But either way, we put it out there.
No doubt.
So our lives are an open book, man.
So we're doing that and having some fun with it on the Twitter. And again, he's at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put Him Up.
You know what? I'm going to scrub my media account. I'm going to take a page out of Julio's book.
Here you go.
And Dennis Schroeder.
Then I'm going to get the calls. He's leaving 92.9. Why? What happened? Mike scrubbed his Instagram. Okay, great.
He's only tweeting things about Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right. Or Miami. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell. 929. Hey, man, happy birthday to our quarterback. Matt Ryan turns 33 today, Mike. And for us, you know, this ride this offseason has been all about Matt getting his extension, and that mm-hmm. is taking place now. And we know what that's going to look like, and things have calmed down just a little bit, as you said, kind of digesting the whole deal. But this article by CBS talks about the offense bouncing back. And it's kind of interesting by Will Brinson, that is, who talks about the fact that, you know, when you look at the numbers and the offense as a whole, that he believes that Matt Ryan, like many people around the country, is going to bounce back. And what I mean by bounce back is that number of 20 touchdowns has got to get back up to 32 or 35, right?
Right. Well, I mean, if you want to be considered one of the elite quarterbacks, and again, I know we have that. I'm not going to do that debate, you know, because there's obviously three or four guys and there's that next tier of guys. But just win the Super Bowl. That's all we're asking, man. This is the window. We just talked about it earlier. We got all the talent. It's about the coaching. It's about the scheming on offense. The Falcons posted a video as they wish Matt happy birthday about 3 hours ago. And it's a second and goal play as the Falcons are up six against the Rams. They run Julio underneath. It's a really well-designed play that we had in the playbook from the days of Sarkisian.
Misdirection, actually.
And that's when Matt slips, because the field was, it was a lot of moisture on the mm-hmm. field at the Rose Bowl. I should say at L.A. Coliseum. But Matt kind of slips, puts the ball up there, and it's kind of, I mean, it gets there, but I mean, that's the combination of Matt DeJulio in the red zone that we're just clamoring for. So, I mean, we made that one work. We couldn't get that one to connect during the Eagles game, but certainly that kind of play and that kind of innovative design, or at least taking what Sark did, or I should say take what Shanahan did, Carl, and putting Sark's stamp on it, that's what we need more of.
Do you think he will improve? And I say not just Matt, the offense as a whole. I think, again, we're looking at Matt because he is the guy that makes it go, But, you know, when you look at this thing, all the pieces are here. I just, you know, this is to me one of those things where I just scratch my head and I don't understand why it didn't all click.
Yeah, I mean, we were basically a touchdown or in some cases a touchdown or more, you know, per game is what we needed. And we couldn't get it. We were down in that category. And again, to me, it's, you know, you could argue that statistically, red zone performance, statistically short yardage was there. But it doesn't pass the eye test because we know those times and big moments where we couldn't get it. But I just hope that the another year for Sark, everybody and their uncle who talks to us says, well, you know, that's always better that second year with an offensive coordinator. So, all right, we're going to find out. We got all the pieces, baby. Schweitzer's going to be better than Fusco. You've addressed it. It's not as good as Don Terry Poe, but we're hoping that Deidrin Sinat's going to grow into the role. We got all the pieces, brother. Just a matter of maximum. I mean, what did Dimitrov say? Don't under-execute.
Under-execute, yeah. That was the phrase used right after
but
the season
But the rest of the NFC is not sleeping, brother.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, you're either you're staying the same or you're getting better, right? I mean, you could say, well, we certainly didn't get worse. I don't believe that's the case. We didn't lose a bunch of pieces that have helped us win games over the last couple of years. As a matter of fact, all those guys are locked up and under contract. So, you know, I feel good about the continuity of the team. I do. I think these guys feel good with each other. They know each other. You know, take our back half, for example. True, Rocky, Keanu Neal, mm-hmm. right? I mean, all these guys have been here. They understand what it's about. I don't think that's going to be an issue. My biggest thing, as you said it, is the O-line moving forward, and that's not on Matt. That's on guys up front getting the job done.
Yeah, but everybody's got to be better. Julio's got to catch the ball. We talked about it. The drops in, you know, the lack of touchdowns and the drops, that's the problem for me. So that's hopefully that's something that we can rectify because Julio's not trending the right way as far as scoring. You know, and that, I think that's a direct reflection of what our major primary problem with our offense is. Your biggest playmaker isn't the biggest playmaker where you need him to be.
Vegas, by the way, has us 9 wins. The over-under, right? 9.5, I think it is, or 9
wins. Well,
I
think you got to win 11 games to win this division, don't you?
Boy, that's going to be tough. I mean, 10-6. I'm willing to give us 10-6 right now.
Well, you just hope that the Saints and everybody else trips up. Now, again, last year we all thought the Bucs were on the ascend. We figured the Saints were going backwards. But that draft class the Saints put together, plus Kamara, I mean, they really, you know, we don't have to tell you guys. We split with them. We nearly lost that game here, if not for a great defensive play late in the game. But it was a Debo. Was it Debo that got up or was it Keanu got up and made that interception?
No, it was Debo.
Yeah, it was Deion. Debo got up
in
and
the
made
end
that
zone.
Big leap off of Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So that's important. We've talked yesterday about, you know, what Cam Newton, the new look Panthers offense under the new OC is going to be with Norv Turner. So that's something we got to account for.
Falcon Report brought to you by our friends at Domino's. It's always a good night to order Domino's.
Large three-topping pizza, guys, $7.99. Carry out only, but it's good every night of the week. And basically, you're hunkering down. You're watching either baseball or hockey because the NBA doesn't play for 2 weeks.
No. They play this weekend.
What's that?
This weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
You betcha. So let's review. Thursday, Friday,
Saturday.
Out of the NBA. But anyway, yeah, you got that going on. And it looks like right now the weather, okay, all right, looks good. I'm looking. I can look right over your shoulder and look up the interstate to where the ballpark is.
Yeah, how's it look?
And right now it's good. All right. So you'll be okay. Just bring your rubbers.
I'm sorry?
Galoshes.
Oh.
What do you think I meant?
I had no idea.
Yeah, you guys.
I had no idea.
Making things that are clean, dirty.
Hey, man, in other NFL news, though, guys, what do you think about this? NFL Hard Knocks. It's going to be the Cleveland Browns.
And they said, we don't want it. And they said, you got to. General manager's on record. We didn't want it. There's certain parameters that you've got. You know, there's a rotation for teams that basically have to take it. And I know that for Smitty, it was the last thing that Mike Smith wanted. We all joked around about that first opening scene on HBO, which basically set the tone for all the wrong reasons.
You mean the one where he's like, we're tough.
You know what people say? The Falcons aren't tough.
Yeah.
The Falcons are soft. Well, you can't manufacture that because those guys are already in that room and you drafted them and you signed them. With Dan Quinn, we got some real hombres. I mean, you want to talk about guys that are faster, fast and physical, we've talked about. But anyway, it is insightful. I love Hard Knocks. I watch it no matter who the team is, good or bad. Can't wait to see this one.
I do
you
too.
Got Baker Mayfield to be a big part of this one.
Well, that's the thing. You got the number one overall pick, and a lot of people, you'll get a sense of what he's like. Again, now, let's keep it in perspective. They've got editorial control, all right? It's not like you're going to see Baker Mayfield at the strip club, okay? But you're going to get a sense to see what he's like around these guys and in the locker room.
But you'll hear Liev Schreiber, you know, but also at quarterback, a man not prepared to give up the job. You know, you see Tyrod Taylor, right? Then you'll have who's the guy with the weed and all the suspensions?
Nice Josh description.
Goes, meanwhile, another player is trying to earn his way back into the NFL.
Mike goes, who's the guy with all the weed and the suspensions? Yeah, we know him. Yeah, well, we know who that is.
You know, because you know what prefix you never want to have in front of you? You don't want to have that prefix, the troubled, you know, like the quote unquote, like the troubled Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
The troubled Quentin Daly. The troubled, you know what I mean? Put that, dot, dot. You know, the troubled Todd Marinovich. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the guy. So, I mean, we'll see what he can do because he's getting another opportunity. But you can hear Liv Schreiber, the guy that acts on Ray Donovan, doing the narration for this. And this one will be interesting because of all the storylines.
I agree. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And Hugh Jackson is entertaining, actually. He's right. Not afraid to speak his mind.
Jarvis Landry's on that team now. I mean, they had money to spend. They did it. You know, you could argue that going and getting Tyrod Taylor was kind of a fool's errand when you got the new guy. But maybe they're going to let Baker Mayfield ease into this gig. Which nobody in Cleveland is going to want to happen. But
you start him, man, don't you? I know he said Tyrod Taylor's a starter, maybe, but you just go ahead and throw him in
but
there.
But you could argue you got more offensive weapons except for Shady McCoy than he had in Buffalo.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, and you're going to have, you know, you got Nick Chubb in there, Carlos Hyde at the end of his career. But they've got, you could argue that Cleveland, I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs, but there's no way those guys don't win a game next year. We get them on the schedule as well up in Cleveland.
Yeah. When is that game, by the way? I need to look at that. Cleveland game is late. Oh, it's not that bad. It's a November 11th, so it won't be that.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
It's not that bad. Well, Cleveland's terrible any time of the year. But November 11th is better. Hey, that's better than December 30th.
Yeah, I'm going to sit that one out, man. I'm going to watch that one at home.
Yeah, I'm with you. 404-741-0929. You want to chime in, you certainly can, guys. But we're talking about, you know, as we get into this offseason and with the Falcons. And I think, you know, by the way, the whole age thing with Matt Ryan, it's overrated. I mean, if you're thinking, well, he's 33 – guys are playing. We're seeing it right now. Breeze is older. Brady's older. Look, everybody is playing at a high level.
You know, the thing about the quarterback, and remember, Bobby Hebert says this. We've had other guys have been on the show and said this were quarterback. You know, Dan Fouts told us this like 2 years ago. The irony of being quarterback is once you've figured out everything, your body starts to break down.
It's time.
You know, because as long as the offensive line keeps you healthy and you know, barring any kind of injury, which, you know, hampers your mobility, although Matt's just a pocket passer for the most part, there's no reason why he couldn't play like where Tom Brady is if he stays, you know, stays healthy.
Yeah. So I'm not caught up in that. 33, by the way, boy, it's a good age. I don't know about you.
Buckhead was still Buckhead when I was 33.
33 was, woo!
I'm doing the math. Yeah, a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fundamentally sound. Also about, hold on, let's hear from that belly, about 30 pounds lighter back in 33.
It's a little solid, more solid back then?
Well, you know, we're perilously close to hard fat once again.
No. You're not clown fat
yet. Dude, I've been eating arugula and stuff and salads. Oh, it sucks.
How's this going, by the way?
Can't you just, like, don't they have, like, chicken fried arugula that I can eat that and still get the nutrition and the health advantages?
Doesn't do the same thing, Mike.
I guess not.
By the way, have you, I know you've been getting ready for the trip, but is it working or no?
No, man. Dude, I got on the scale today, 237. That's my weight.
That was the weight before said you were going to start working towards the trip.
What did I tell you? I said 235. Today, balls naked for those listening at home, I was 237. And that was after I got a haircut.
Well, sorry to hear that, man.
No, this is my lot in life, man. But I have been the same gelatinous shape now going on about 10 years. Guys, for you guys that are millennials out there, younger people, once you hit 40, it just doesn't come off.
It's harder. I mean, you got to damn near starve yourself. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is...
Everyone has a limit. L-I-M-I-T. Limit is the word, guys. Text it to 72881. That's 72881. We had a winner yesterday in the 2 o'clock hour. We gave away another $1,000 on this show. Here's your chance to win yours.
We had a dude up in Cartersville get the loot. Your chance. Limit. L-I-M-I-T. Limit. You text that right now to 72881. And that's it. And then you wait for a phone call, and you hopefully answer the phone, because if the phone rings, you don't pick it up. We can't help you there. Limit to 72881. Good luck.
All right. By the way, speaking of the European vacation with the butlers, what else are you doing to prep for this trip?
There are no butlers, okay? Will you stop it? I'm just trying to learn a little basic Italian, because Grandma spoke like a kind of a Sicilian accent or dialect.
So what have you learned? Tell us.
It just comes out sounding Spanish.
Give it to me.
No, like, ciao. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
Buonasera. Good afternoon.
Buonasera. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just want just basic phrases.
Basic stuff, like, ue la aeropuerto. See, that's Spanish. It's like, dude, I lived in Miami. I never spoke Spanish.
Where's the airport?
Yeah. You're in the men's room. Donde está casa de pipi? That's the old Steve Martin joke. No, I think you just try to you try to speak a little Italian, just like when we were in France a couple of times. I was back in Thanksgiving.
Well, last time you went, you had a translator with you, didn't you?
Well, I speak French, man. No, okay. You stop with it. You're making a scrap up. Yeah, that's me, man. Black car service, white glove service. Will you stop it?
It is Dukes and Bell.
I got the most important thing you need in Italy is a hot blonde wife. That goes a long way. Just getting her, getting the slipstream, and she'll get everything will be figured out.
Hey, by the way, what kind of car are you going with over there?
You know what? You're such a jerk. Yes, okay. You know what? I don't have any kids. I don't apologize for the life I lead. You don't make any money when you start out in radio. This is my turn now. I deserve this. I rented an Alfa Romeo, Julia.
Yeah, I know what you rented. Bum, 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 bum. Big story coming up, Mike Conti, in case you missed it, in about 20 minutes. Hey, man, as we've been talking today, and if you're just joining the show, Luka Doncic, there's an article out, Mike, we were talking about this, that said that a decision has not been made whether or not he wants to come to the NBA. And when I got here today, I was like, you see this? And I'm going off, and Mike's like, hey, man, listen, he's in the Final Four of the European League. I think he's maybe tempering the expectations a little bit. And I was like, I don't like it. I want the guy to be like, yeah, I can't wait to get the NBA, tear it up. You know, he's 19. He's a stud overseas. But this is his opportunity to win another, or potentially win, the European League.
But the thing is, just bear in mind that he's got some fans. Real Madrid is the premier basketball program, you know, outside of the U.S. It's the number one team in Europe. And in Spain, you know, same as the same. So basically, they have a complex, a training complex right down the block from where the soccer team practices. But Real Madrid, Carl, he doesn't want distractions. They get ready for CSKA Moscow.
Who?
Moscow. Because then the winner of that game will take on the winner of Zalgiris.
See, this is my point.
And the dudes from Fenerbahce Dogus.
Yeah.
You know, you don't mess around with Fenerbahce Dogus. They're from Turkey. And they know how to make a sandwich. My name is Luca. Hold on. Hold on. Let me find out where Zalgiris is. Zalgiris. Oh, these guys from Zalgiris, these guys are the real deal because they battled the balls of Lithuania. They're the Lithuanian champs.
This all sounds intriguing. Hey, man, all I want is, and I say this, guys, because there's a chance that he could be there at three. This is the guy that could be there at three. If Ayton is gone and Bagley's gone, and then all of a sudden, Mike, he's on the board. So, but Luka Doncic, they said that the decision's not been made yet about him coming over. I think he's coming over. And the reason why I said it earlier, the average salary, when you start talking about stars overseas, $3 to $3.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Being the number two overall pick in this draft, he'll get $7.2 million guaranteed. So he's going to already make more than he would being, quote, unquote, a star overseas. And that's why, again, guys, a lot of these guys want to come over and test the waters in the NBA. And if he's as good as they say he is, Mike, you know, then he'll be around a long time. I keep talking to people about him, and they keep saying, Dukes, he's going to be a 10-time All-Star. He's going to be that kind of player.
Well, then we should draft him then.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
I mean, look.
You can't predict championships.
Before we get to the big story about the Bravos, let me just put this out there. Will the brothers accept a white guy as the third overall pick? No, seriously, with Arthur. I'm asking you, Arthur Trish, as a former NBA executive, to speak. Do you think we'll have a problem PR-wise if we go with the European
player? Don't answer
player?
That as an NBA executive.
As a former NBA executive. I mean, do you think there's a stigma about the Euro guy, or can we have a guy? Will people here in town, black, white, green, or brown, accept this guy if he's a great athlete?
He's full of words.
Arthur's silence speaks volumes.
He's full of words.
So I'm going to take that as a negative, Ghost Rider.
No, man, listen. I know.
I mean, can we... I mean, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Slovenian. Was that going to fly over here?
Okay, time out now. Wait a minute. What if we draft one of these other cats who's
you
a brother?
You know what? You're all racist.
Who's a brother? And what if he doesn't get the job done? To me, if the guy can play, he can play. I've always said this. I want the guy who can play. I don't care what he looks like.
Right.
But I do understand where you're coming from, Mike. And when you say, all right, you're putting your stock in maybe drafting this kid, what's the selling point? Well, the selling point is, when he goes to the arena and he balls and he performs at a high level, that to me should be enough. I don't care about the other stuff, but to your point, I get it. Maybe that is part of, well, you know, how do you sell this? I think that the way you sell it is the guy got to be able to play.
I think anybody in Atlanta is so starved for a championship. If we had, you know, seriously, what about if you had Dirk here? If Dirk Nowitzki had been a Hawk his whole career.
I would have loved
it. Dudes wearing Dirk Nowitzki jerseys around town.
No doubt.
You know, because he was what he was. He was is still a great basketball
One of
player.
The all-time great scorers. He's a champion now and a soon-to-be Hall of Famer. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. I can't and you shouldn't predict championships, but if you're going to tell me from the people I know in the NBA or at the college ranks who have seen this kid up close and personal and say, listen, what is he? His IQ, his basketball IQ is very high. He has a feel for the game, and I'm willing to tell you he's going to be a, I mean, let's say he's in the league a decade. He's going to be an eight-time All-Star. You're not going to take that guy?
Right.
That's what you're talking about. I can't tell you we're going to win a championship. That's silly. Well, the guys have been drafted through history, and nobody's been able to say, well, you're going to win a championship. But if you feel that confident about that ability that he's going to come over here and have that kind of contribution to your team, then you draft him.
Well, a guy that can basically play 1-2-3, can play point guard, shooting guard, small forward, you know, is that something you might be interested in? And hey, you know what, Craig? Guys, I'll get him on my tanning program. I'll get him involved in the summer. A little base, we ready to rock.
Okay. I can't believe you asked that question.
Well, I mean, as a white guy in the program, I can, I guess, can I?
I'm glad you said that. Let's get to the big story of the day.
Guess what time it is?
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
Are the brothers going to accept? Really?
Well, I work with a guy that would say things like that. Yeah. I think you know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cooking show is good or whatever it is. Hey, man, Braves back in action today, and Max Fried is the guy on the hill. Soroka. Right shoulder strain. He's on the 10-day DL, Mike. Braves found a way to get it done again last night. How about this tandem, man, Acuña and Albies?
Just money, guys, and the most exciting young duo right now in the bigs. We got them. We'll hear from Ozzie Albies here in a second. But, yeah, I mean, the thing about Acuña, just when you think he was, oh, a little bit of a rough patch, you know, and Snitker, by the way, getting back to Snitker in long term, what's his, you know, contract situation going to look like? Ride it out with him. He's thinking of letting him sit, and, you know, obviously pays dividends.
Let's hear from Brian Snitker talking about Acuña hitting the go-ahead run.
He's been very clutch, and it's just a young kid that's really confident in his abilities and his ability to play the game. You know, it's been a really good week for him. Got a lot of really great on-the-job training this week, and I think it's going to help his development as a young major league player.
Listen, this is the most exciting tandem right now to me in baseball. Ozzie Albies, we've said this, you know, it's not just about All-Star. To me, if he continues to do what he's doing, Mike, we're talking MVP stuff. I don't know if he'll win it, but he talked about the fact that Acuña and him, they're making their dreams come true. This is something they actually had talked about a while back, and here's what Ozzie Albies had to say.
I didn't think how quickly it can happen, but we had plans to work hard every day for our dream to come true, to play together in the big league level. It's something we've been dreaming about, and we're going to make it happen now. From now on going, we're going to just keep playing hard every day.
You know, it's funny because we watched him with the games I was doing last year up at Cool Ray Field, yes, to hang out doing the promos up there, and you're like, man, that little guy's going to be a home run hitter? Well, he can. You know, it's kind of like Altuve, and they don't want to, you know, obviously you don't want to pigeonhole him to be the next Altuve because he might even be more than that, but just so exciting. Ozzie leading off, Acuña, Freddie going to bat third, Nick Markakis cleanup, Tyler Flowers in tonight's lineup fifth, Ender 6th, Joey Bats 7th, Johan Camargo. Dansby, by the way, supposed to be back maybe by Saturday. We'll see. Max Fried, obviously, batting 9th, but that's your lineup tonight against the Cubbies.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Brian Snitker as we talk about the big story. Braves continue to be hot. They take on the Cubs tonight. Snitker, Mike, has the Braves with the best record in the National League at 26-16. He's also managing a team with the 21st highest payroll in Major League Baseball. It's only $119 million. That's not a lot. I know it sounds like it is.
Well, when you consider other teams are spending, yeah.
It's not. There you go. But now as you start to see this season play out a little bit, and Alex Anthopoulos went on, he was talking to Jeff Schultz and Zach Klein. I mentioned this earlier today in their podcast, and he said, I got to give credit where credit's due for the success of where this team is. And he talks about Brian Snitker. If that's the case, then what about a contract extension? Because if it's not just about wins and losses, because remember, he comes up here, it's in two seasons, he doesn't have a 500 record, it's managerial record, 156-171. But this is now, feels like it's ahead of schedule. This feels like this is going to be something.
Well, you want to keep him, you want to give him a contract? You want to see what he can do in the postseason? Is it put him on another audition, or is that disrespectful for all the things that he's done so far? Just under 500 on a team that's rebuilding.
I just don't have any problems giving him another extension because I don't.
He's under 500 for his entire career. In the Braves system.
Yes,
but yeah.
Yes, but I don't think, Mike, that you give him a contract with the intention that whether, you know, we win in the playoffs or not. Does he fit for what you're doing?
Well, the only reason is we were kind of lobbying for the guy. Remember, it was the last season we were hearing about Bud Black. It was 2 years ago that he was a name that was, well, you need to have a pitching manager who can handle this young pitching staff. All right. Then there was, you're going to bring Ron Washington along, and then basically Ron's over his shoulder. If he can't handle it, Ron will take over as manager, as a former guy that took the Rangers to the World Series. But I think the guys really respond to Snit. And he's perfect. He's mellow.
He is.
I mean, just hanging around. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
No, that's the way I feel. I think if he's the right fit right now, then you go ahead and do it.
But I mean, that's the Bobby Cox style. You know what I mean? Everybody loved Bobby because he didn't mess with him, you know? I think you do.
Do your job. I think you do. We'll see where it goes, but that's something I think, excuse me, people will be talking about as we move forward.
By the way, great job. Let's give a shout-out to the bullpens. We were killing the bullpen the other day.
They stepped up.
Carl Minter did a nice job, and then Vizcaino. Meanwhile, Carl Edwards Jr., hot garbage for the Cubs. It was 1-1 before he absolutely imploded on the bump, and then Joe Maddon was just sitting there going, "Wow, this is driving me crazy."
Yeah. Finally, and we just need more of that. That's all. I mean, when the ball's handed over late in the game, I just want to see guys, you know, do your job. Get out of those innings, and let's get out of here with the W. Hey, Barrett on the Twitter says, Dukes and Bell, the brothers in Atlanta would love Dontich. Pistol Pete, John Konkak, he says it's time for the podium to swing towards.
The pendulum to swing.
Oh, excuse me, pendulum to swing towards, you know, another great White Hawks player. Listen, what? This is what Barrett is saying.
He said Pistol Pete, then Dončić, and then in other words, I believe what he was saying is the contact, the pendulum swung out, Arthur. Now it's going to swing back.
Almost broke his silence.
No, I thought he did break his silence. I heard him in my ear. You didn't hear him on the air.
Arthur just went WTF, man.
Yeah, he did. But guys, my whole thing is, if this kid came in, he's giving you 22 a night as a rookie. All right, I'm just saying. I don't know what but he has that ability. And then he increases that and gets better over the next few years, Mike. Nobody here is complaining about what the guy looks like.
That's the thing, guys. As far as just, you know, getting the job done, I think.
See what you started?
By all means necessary, if that includes a guy from Slovenia. By the way, shout out to Freddie Freeman last night going against the shift and just hitting it right down the left field line. Do it every time, baby. Make those teams pay. And by the way, right now I'm looking over your shoulder. I think we're okay weather-wise. More sun out than there was supposed to be.
Boy, I hope so.
We got good seats?
Great seats.
Did you drop your name? Or does that go against us when we talk to the Braves?
I know people who know people. We're coming back. Mike Conte, in case you missed it. And a reminder, all right, don't be a cheapskate. Speaking of good seats, man, come hang out with us for the Grady Jarrett 92.9 The Game Celebrity Golf Classic that's going on at Top Golf, guys, right here in Midtown. But you got to go sign up. If you got a team, cool. If you don't, go sign yourself up. Go to the website for all the information, Mike. But it's all about coming out and participating.
Yeah, guys, as we said, tax deductible is going to be a great time. Target Golf, change it up a little bit, and we'll hang out. It's such a great facility. And, again, a big star, a bunch of your stars, more guys being added to the list. Get all the details at 929thegame.com.
And you can pick my teammate.
Give him the chump.
You mean play basketball?
Busy. Pretty busy.
Too busy.
Busy.
What? I'm very busy right now.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte.
Have I got good news for you?
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
All right, coming up, headlines at 6 o'clock. Also, our interview with Brad Guzan. And Brad also had a bunch of guys in the car with him. And,
yeah, including the team captain, Michael Parkhurst, and a bunch of other dudes. And you'll hear a very entertaining, fun interview as we get ready for the Red Bulls on Sunday as the guys were doing a charity event and get involved with a youth soccer clinic down at Warner Robins, Carl. That's where they were heading.
It was a lot of fun. 6:20, you'll hear that right now, though. It's our man, Mike Conte.
So, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I do work pretty hard to come up with material to share with you during these segments.
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of content to fill. And, you know.
And anytime you're out, I've got to do it. All I do is bellyache and bitch about it.
Sucks, doesn't it? It's really hard.
I mean, you got to hope that something stupid happens in the world.
You really do. And when nothing stupid happens, then you end up with some of the crap stories that I have here. But I'm going to try to avoid most of them.
All right.
Because in the bullpen a few minutes ago, Will Guerra, our traffic guy, had brought up, did you see the story about the woman who defecated in the middle of a Tim Hortons and then slung it at the cashier?
Oh, now,
I did.
I go, oh, my God, that's horrible.
But Tim Hortons like a Dunkin' Donuts up the
in
north.
Canada, right. Well, that's horrible. Let me see if I can find the story to share on in case you missed it. Well, the problem is when you don't have a lot of details, Google kind of takes you in some weird places. So I did a Google News search for poop. Now, that was a mistake. I didn't find anything about the Tim Hortons story. But I did find this. And this happened a day or two ago, but it's the first I'm learning of it. A woman in Michigan, this is according to CBS Local, a woman in Michigan is accused of being a real party pooper after she allegedly brought laxative-filled brownies to a co-worker's farewell party.
Oh!
How about that?
That's just mean.
This happened at a company called MMI Engineered. They were going to have a going-away party for an employee. Another, now ex-employee, I guess did not get along with the employee that was leaving and decided to bring a tray of brownies spiked with laxatives. Somehow, Her supervisors found out she did this before the brownies were served.
Mm.
So the brownies were taken away before the...
yeah, because they would have. They really would have let go.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's a great way to lose some weight if you're struggling with weight loss. Not that I recommend that for kids
think,
in the car.
I don't think medical doctors would really condone that strategy. But
no more dangerous than a hydroxy cut.
So,
not the new version, though. Go ahead, Mike Conti.
Anyhow, so they found out she spiked the brownies. They take the brownies away before the fun begins. Okay. Then they call the cops.
Oh, you're going to call the cops on that?
I thought that might have been a little bit much, but, you know, some people could construe this to be a prank. Mm. But according to Police Sergeant Hart, Jared Hart from the Saline, Michigan Police Department, it's a criminal act to do this. That's a quote. I guess the cops said, look, fess up to this or we're going to do forensic testing on the brownies.
Ooh.
And she fessed up. She said, yeah, I spiked the brownies with laxative. Then they didn't charge her, but they did fire her.
Gotcha. That's a weird thing. That's just not right.
They think the motive was that she didn't like the woman that was leaving the company.
Yeah.
What
why don't you just tell her you don't like her and let it be?
Well, because dude, you know how many crazy people there are in the world? You ever think of me? You ever stop for a second?
Oh, I know.
Exactly. And some of them are on this floor right now. There are some wackos out there. I mean, every day I walk home, it's Wackadoodle Central.
What's your dad say about the radio industry? Or what did he warn you?
Nothing but deadbeats, dirtbags, and blanks in radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's dead right.
Not all that wrong. No one got hurt. No one got served the laxative brownies. The Tim Hortons thing, by the way, you don't want to see it.
Oh,
the,
I saw it.
The video's out there.
It's like, outrageous.
Yeah, so it'll be on Tosh next week then? Tosh.0, I guess?
Yeah, I mean.
It's outrageous.
And
there's no audio. There's just the video.
You don't need the audio.
But she's complaining at the counter.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And then you see her.
Very animated.
Yes, very animated. Then she picks up like two napkins at the counter.
Hey, easy now.
Drops it. I'm serious. I was like, she's not going to. She just did it.
Wow.
As if it was a horse about to go to post.
Like, oh, just, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what it looks like.
No, and that's the horse you want to bet on.
I don't know. You know, some people say that. I know with the dog track, that's certainly the case.
My great-grandfather told me. I mean, that's a pretty well-proven strategy at Liberty Bell Downs. All right. Stanley Cup playoffs continuing tonight. All right. We have the Capitals playing the Lightning in game 4. Last night we had the Vegas Golden Knights defeat Winnipeg, the former Thrashers. They now lead 2-1. We've had all kinds of weird incidents in the Stanley Cup playoffs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Like Brad Marchand licking guys over and over. Did you see what Marc-Andre Fleury did last night?
What'd he do?
Goaltender for the
Penguins. The reason why the Vegas is where they are, they got him in the expansion draft.
Right, yeah. The Penguins left him unprotected, and they picked him up, and he could win the Conn Smythe Trophy if they go any further. Anyhow, there's a scrum in front of the net, you know, hold me back, all of that. Marc-Andre Fleury didn't lick Winnipeg's Blake Wheeler, but he did tickle his ear.
What's up with this?
He tickled his ear. I am so disappointed as a hockey fan.
Yeah.
I am so disappointed. We like to boast and brag all the time. You take a puck to the mouth, you maybe miss a shift.
Sure.
And you're back. You might lose 10 teeth, but you're back. Stitches, no problem. You can get stitched up on the bench. These are tough guys.
Blake was here for our last season, by the way.
He was. Yeah. Now we've turned into a face-licking, ear-tickling league.
Weird.
In the National Hockey League.
Yeah, it's weird.
Millennials, man. They're ruining everything.
I guess. I don't know. Anyhow, this Capitals game tonight in Washington. This is, I think, very, very strange. The D.C. Metro, the subway system in D.C.
Right. Which is having some issues of late.
Having big issues. They have to shut down at 11 p.m. every night due to budget cuts and cost cutting and everything like that. Well, obviously the game.
It makes MARTA look like a Swiss watch, to be honest with you, for my friends in D.C.
So anyhow, the D.C. Metro would be closed at the time the game ended. So who steps in with $100,000 to give to the D.C. Metro to stay running tonight? The Nation of Qatar. The Nation of Qatar, I guess, invests in certain infrastructure projects.
No kidding.
Across the nation's sky. No idea about any of this.
Neither did I.
Yeah. So the D.C. Metro.
Isn't that where World Cup is?
Yes. Yes, that, in fact, is the country that's using slaves to build their World Cup stadiums.
Okay. They're going to have the World Cup early in the year because it's like 115 degrees over there.
Yes, they will be having the World Cup in November and December up against the NFL season because it's too hot
during
the summer.
Is it Qatar? Qatar? I can never pronounce
it. I've always said Qatar. I guess Qatar is a acceptable pronunciation.
I'm trying to think back to the first Gulf War, and Tom Brokaw was like, meanwhile, in Doha, Qatar. Yeah, I'm not, I don't remember.
I don't know what you just said there.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Total aside. Do you remember Arthur Kent?
Yeah,
the scud stud Arthur Kent.
Yes, I do.
I stumbled into some of that on YouTube the other day. I was in the fourth grade when Desert Storm was going on.
Wow.
They actually cut away from an AFC championship game.
Right.
Like, they're in the middle of the Bills, I think, Bills-Dolphins AFC championship game. And they're like, oh, we got to go to Garrick Utley. There's an air raid in Saudi Arabia.
So they're like in Riyadh, and he's like, here comes this guy. There goes a Patriot. And he's wearing, like, he's got the basic, like, the tan jacket that everyone has to wear in the field.
Yeah. And he's got, like, the long hair and the...
What's he doing now, by the way?
I just looked him up.
I have no idea.
Yeah, now you brought back that's a memory
right there. I have no idea. But, yeah, I mean, he was the biggest thing on TV.
Yeah, he was the biggest
thing. Nickname was the Scud
Stud. The Scud Stud. By the way, someone...
Nice pull.
Someone stepped in. Cotter, the check is canceled. They were not allowed to give the D.C. Metro $100,000. So it's a good night to be an Uber driver in Washington, D.C.
Interesting. So they stopped service at 11 a.m. or 11 p.m.?
11 p.m., yeah. But I had no idea they did that.
No, neither did I.
Nation financing infrastructure.
I think he's teaching now. I think he's teaching.
Arthur Kent?
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'm on Wikipedia. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here.
It's a very random memory, but
it's a great pull, though. It's a great
start of the Gulf War. That was 91.
Yeah, January 91.
The air war started in 90, and then the Super Bowl.
That's right, the Whitney Houston.
The yellow
Super
armbands.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, all right. Mike Conti, great job as always, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, guys. Coming up, top three at 6 in our conversation with our goalie, Brad Guzan, on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.